Blog Talk Radio.
To your presence is here.
First thing I'll do in the morning, the last thing I'll do every night, is build you a throne with my worship. I live for communion, no matter the price. There's room for Jesus, always room for Jesus.
I delight, I delight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you tonight. Whether you listen online, on the phone lines, on the podcast, on Twitter, on Facebook, however you listen, thank you so much. The two songs that I played tonight to open the service up were Your Presence is Here by Jacqueline Carr and a new song, Making Room Live, by David and Nicole Binion. It's from their Way Up Christmas album. So with that being said, let's get right into the word for tonight. There is a word.
Father God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord, so that your name may get the glory, so that Jesus may get the glory on tonight. Happy birthday, Jesus, and thank you for allowing me to bring this message forth in your name. Amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. That's Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 from the New King James. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Verse 13, Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will see the young child to destroy him. Seems like the number one prayer request right after finances is always someone needing direction. Seems like the number one prayer request right after finances is always someone needing direction, which way they should go from where they currently are. And in tonight's foundational text, we see some wise men in need of direction. They were searching, trying to find Jesus. The text says, when they heard the king, who by the way was lying, I got to put that in there. When they heard the king, who by the way was lying, he did not want to find Jesus and worship him. He did not want to find Jesus and worship him. He wanted to find him and destroy him. And he was trying to pick the brains of the wise men and find out a timeline on the star. Still, the text says, when they heard the king and departed, behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Beloved, the first step in trying to find your way, you must depart from some people, their lives and all. Beloved, the first step in trying to find your way, you must depart from some people, their lives and all. Hear them out if you must. Okay, hear them out if you must. But then make the decision to depart, to separate from them. A lot of times, if you just do the opposite of what that certain person is telling you to do, things will work out just fine. That's a word for somebody. A lot of times, if you just do the opposite of what that certain person is telling you to do, things will work out just fine. Anyways, after the wise men had departed, put some distance between them and King Herod, the text says, behold, the star they had seen in the east came and stood over where the young child was. Sometimes God is just trying to get us to pay close attention. Sometimes God is just trying to get us to pay close attention because there is something in the environment, something in the atmosphere he's put us in. Believe me, you're not in that environment, in that atmosphere for nothing. There's something in that environment, something in that atmosphere he's put you in that will help you find your way. In this case, it was a star in the east, a star that they had already seen. Check that out. It's not just a star, but it's a star that they had already seen, but maybe didn't pay too much attention to at first. It was a star that they had already seen, and maybe they just didn't pay too much attention to it at first. It was that star that would lead them to Jesus. Disclaimer, I want you to hear me real good on this disclaimer. Now, this message tonight, entitled, When the Stars Align, is not in any way, shape, or form glorifying astrology, psychics, etc. Nor is it meant to glorify or recommend astrology and psychics to you, and or psychics to you. This message tonight is meant only to remind somebody struggling to find their way this Christmas season that God can use a star as he did with the wise men. It's meant to remind somebody tonight that's having a hard time, somebody that's struggling through this Christmas season, that God can use a star as he did with the wise men, or he can use a sky full of stars as he did in Genesis 15 with Abram. You see, Abram, much like us, you see, Abram believed that his servant would be his heir. He believed that was indeed his only option. He believed that was now the direction he was forced to take the situation in. Just like some of you, just like us, just like I said, just like some of you, some of us, Abram was trying to get things to work out by using whatever he could. Abram was trying to get things to work out by using whatever he could, by going in whatever direction was available to him at the time. He was trying to get things to work out by going in whatever direction he could, and using whatever was available to him at that time. How many of y'all know tonight, be honest, how many of y'all know tonight God will get you straight? If you keep talking about doing this and doing that, going in this direction and that direction, etc., if it's not what he has planned for you, God will get you straight. Remember, God always has a plan, according to Jeremiah 29 and 11. But it's up to us, though. It's up to us, though, to always, 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 always have a listening ear, to always have a discerning eye, to hear and see as the Spirit leads. It's up to us, though, to always have a listening ear, to always have a discerning eye, to hear and see as the Spirit leads. Check out how God got Abel's grace. This was God's plan for him all along, even though he didn't know it. But God got him straight. This is Genesis 15, verses 2 through 5 from the NLT. But Abram replied, O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? But Abram replied, O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Seems like Abram may have been feeling sorry for himself at this point, being that he had no son. And that's when he came up with his own plan, like many of us do, when we're feeling sorry for ourselves, having a pity party moment, feeling some kind of way. So Abram says, since you've given me no children, Elijah of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. Since you have given me no children, he came up with his own plan. Since you have given me no children, Elijah of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit my wealth, all my wealth. You have given me no descendants of my own. In other words, God, you've given me no choice. You have given me no descendants of my own. So one of my servants will be my heir. Now listen to how God got Abram's great. Now listen to how God got Abram's great. Verse 4. Then the Lord said to him, no, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir. No, your son will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own who will be your heir. Just that quick, God got him straight. And I decree and declare over somebody's life right now, in 2020, you will come into your own. No more settling for whatever option is available to you at that time. I decree and I declare over somebody's life right now, in 2020, you will come into your own. No more settling for whatever option is available to you at that time. Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. He told him to look up in the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. God took Abram outside and told him to look up and proceeded to use the stars to relate to Abram the impact he would have on generations to come. God will relate to you what you need to know personally. Hear me. God will relate to you what you need to know personally. If you would just be obedient and do what he says. When you feel a tugging in your spirit or you hear a still small voice within, that's for those of you who are into astrology or you think you need a psychic friend, etc. You do not need astrology, horoscopes, or a psychic friend. If you would just be obedient and do what he says. See, Abram did what he says when God told him to go outside. He went outside without hesitating and he looked up. When he felt the lead to look up and he heard God say, look up, he looked up. And then God proceeded to use the stars to relate to Abram the impact he would have on generations to come. Somebody, God will relate to you the impact that you're going to have in your career, in your job, in your community, if you would just be obedient and follow his lead. Whenever you feel the leading of his spirit, obey and do what he says. God will personally let you know if you would just be obedient and do what he says. When you feel the tugging in your spirit or you hear that still small voice within, you don't need astrology, horoscope, or a psychic friend. God will let you know. Even if it means using a burning bush, which was the case with Moses. Even if it means using a burning bush, which was the case with Moses. God used a burning bush to get Moses' attention and lead him to his next assignment. Exodus 3. The point is, here's the point. I don't want you to miss the point for tonight. The point is God can use whatever He created and brought into this earth to lead you, direct you into your next. God can use whatever he created and brought into this earth to lead you, to guide you, to direct you into your next. But you must stay sensitive to his spirit. But you must stay sensitive. It's a must. But you must stay sensitive to his spirit and allow yourself to get, and not allow yourself to get weighted down by the cares of this life. And not allow yourself to get weighted down by the cares of this life to the point that you miss what was right in front of you the whole time. You're going to be mad if you miss what's right in front of you, what's been right in front of you the whole time, especially going into 2020. If you miss the instructions of the Lord, the direction from the Lord, and it's something that's been right in front of you the whole time, you're going to be mad. Don't be like Martha, so busy preparing, taking care of last minute preparations that needed to be done, that you miss out on God, that you miss out on Jesus this Christmas season. See, this is Jesus' birthday. It's supposed to be about him. So don't you dare be so busy preparing this and that you miss out on God, that you miss out on Jesus this Christmas season. Miss out on the Holy Spirit telling you just what the next step, the next move is that you should be preparing for. See, somebody, you want to know what's your next step, what's your next move that you should be preparing for, but you keep missing it because you're not sensitive and you let any and every little thing distract you. But God is telling you tonight that you don't need a psychic, that you don't need astrology or horoscope. You just need to pay attention and be sensitive to his spirit and be sensitive to his spirit. Let's read about Mary and Martha for a minute. This is Luke 10. Verses 38-42, Mary sat down at Jesus' feet while her sister Martha was doing all she could to get the preparations done. But check this out. She could have been preparing for something far greater than her kitchen or her house could hold if she had only made a different choice in that moment. Many of you, if you had only made a different choice, many of you, if you had only made a different choice, things would be totally different right now if your choice back then would have been different. But, oh, well, you can't go back. So let's go forward and agree that coming into 2020, you're going to be sensitive. You're going to pay attention. You're going to be alert. You're going to be obedient. And you're going to do what God says. Even if you feel strange doing it, even if you're not sure, you're still going to take the chance to do it, to look up, to hear, to see what God is saying to you. Pay attention to love. If only she could have made a different choice other than being in the kitchen, doing this and doing that, being in her house, doing this and doing that. Jesus was in her home. She needed to be before him listening to what he was saying. Jesus was there. She invited him there, which was a good thing, but then she wasn't paying attention. So here we go. Here we go. But she could have been preparing for something far greater. Just like some of you, you could be right now preparing for something far greater if only your decision, your choices back then would have been different in that moment. Which reminds me of one of my favorite scriptures. This is Deuteronomy 33:3 from the NIV. It says, surely it is you who love the people. All the holy ones are in your hands. At your feet, they all bow down, and from you receive instruction. At your feet, they all bow down, and from you receive instruction. At the feet of Jesus is instructions that will change your life. Hear me, somebody. At the feet of Jesus is instructions that will change your life. Sit at his feet this Christmas season. Sit at his feet this Christmas season. Just sit. Somebody ask you why you just sit there, tell them you are sitting in the presence of Jesus. Tell them your presence, your greatest presence has come, and you're sitting in his presence. Sit at the feet of Jesus this Christmas season. Just sit. And when you feel a release in your spirit, a peace, and okay to get up, when you feel a peace and okay in your spirit to get up, do so. From that moment on, actively watch. Be looking for your answer. Again, your answer is not in the astrologers or the psychics, but it's always in God, in Jesus. But he just might use what he created and brought into the earth as a sign to lead you, direct you via his Holy Spirit. Your answer is not in the astrologers or the psychics, but it's always in God, always in Jesus. But he just might use what he created and brought into the earth as a sign to lead you, direct you via the Holy Spirit. Not some astrologers or psychics' mouth. Not some astrologers or psychics' mouth. He don't need their mouth to speak. Know the difference. This is just a side note because as a prophetess, I want to get this straight. Prophets are not psychics. Prophets are led by God's Holy Spirit. Prophets are led by God's Holy Spirit. Psychics are not. That's the difference. Know the difference. So tonight, I encourage everybody under the sound of my voice to lift your eyes to the hills. I encourage everybody under the sound of my voice to lift your eyes to the hills, hills from which cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, my God, notice what God just did right there in your Bible. Just now, right there in your Bible, just now, in Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2 from the King James Version, he referred to himself as the hills. Again, the scripture says, lift your eyes to the hills for which cometh your help. Then it goes on to tell you that your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh, my God. God just called himself the hills. He just referred to himself as the hills, as one of the things he created and brought into the earth. Psychics didn't create the hills or the bushes or anything else. God did. Psychics did not create the hills or the bushes. Astrologers didn't create the hills or the bushes or anything else. So however God chooses to reveal things to you in your private time with him, pay attention. Pay attention. I can't say that enough tonight. However he chooses to reveal things to you, pay attention. Trust me, it's too costly. Trust me, it costs too much not to pay attention. Trust me, it costs too much to not pay attention, especially these days with everything that's going on. The cost is too great. You must pay attention, especially these days, because you will need the leading of the Holy Spirit. Somebody, when God reveals it to you this time, you will almost feel embarrassed to know that the answer that you've been seeking for what you say you need direction for was right there in your face the whole time. Somebody, you will almost feel embarrassed when God reveals it to you this time. When he reveals the answer to you and you discover that thing that you've been seeking for what you say you need directions for, was the answer to it was right there in your face the whole time, you're going to feel embarrassed. But to God be the glory. In tonight's foundational text, the wise men had seen the East Star. I mean, the East Star wasn't something that they hadn't seen before. They had already seen his star, but they didn't know at the time it would be what God would use to lead them, to direct them, to help them find Jesus. And like many of you, you don't know what God is going to do to help you find your way, to help you find Jesus ultimately. But you must trust. It might be something just like the East Star that's been familiar to you, something that you've seen already, but you weren't paying attention. Again, pay attention. Remember this. No matter how God chooses to work it, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Remember this, no matter how God chooses to work it, and he can work it, good love. No matter how he chooses to work it, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Whether he chooses to use a star or a whole sky full of stars, a burning bush, or a dream to lead you, direct you, to warn you, as he did with both the wise men and Joseph. In tonight's foundational text, go back and read it. Or you feel the tugging in your spirit or see a small voice within. May it all lead you to Jesus in his presence. However he chooses to lead you, to direct you, to warn you, may it all end up leading you to one place, to one person, to Jesus in his presence. Somebody said, why Jesus? Sure, I'll tell you. Because God loved us so much, he gave us Jesus. John 3:16. On the cross, Jesus became the answer to all our problems, past, present, and future. That's why Jesus. But why his presence? Because in his presence is fullness. Because in his presence is fullness. And some of you, you just need to be filled or refilled. Why his presence? Because in his presence is fullness. And some of you, you just need to be filled or refilled, depending on your level of relationship with the Savior. Depending on your level of relationship with the Savior, you either need to be filled or refilled. You're running on empty, and your life is just a routine with no direction. You're running on empty, and your life is just a routine with no direction because you're empty. You're not full in his presence. You're not full in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. And joy there is just another word for strength. Nehemiah declares it in Nehemiah 8:10, that joy of the Lord is my strength. His presence is your strength. Hear me, somebody. His presence is your strength. Get in his presence and you will see things are not as bad as you think. Get in his presence and you will see things are not as bad, beloved, as you think. Like the wise men, you do have a reason to be overjoyed, to have exceedingly great joy this Christmas season going into 2020. His name is Jesus. Jesus, he's the reason for the season. He's the reason for your life, for your very life. So he's the reason that you can have joy, that you can have strength, and that you can go on no matter what. Merry Christmas, one. Merry Christmas, all. I pray Jesus on you. I pray strength and joy on you. I pray obedience and the wisdom to see Jesus on you, and not astrology, not horoscopes or psychics on you. Jesus, I pray, Jesus, that your eyes and ears may be sensitive to hear, to see and hear Jesus. I pray Jesus' discernment, Jesus' wisdom, but most of all, Jesus, sweet Jesus, salvation on you. That's what I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. This concludes the message on tonight. However, if you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text, even during this Christmas season. You can call or text 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690. Or you can email propertystacy@prolificfire.com. That's propertystacy@prolificfire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request that's unrelated to what we just prayed about, prophesied about, and the word that just went forth, you can press 1 on your phone at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you after my last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, go to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire or Cash App prolificfire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter @prolificfire, on Instagram @propertystacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page, and you can DM me on either one of those if you need to. People do so all the time. That is fine. Also, check out prolificfire.com. Everything that I named above, it can be done on the website if you need to, including sponsoring a child or get a train-the-pain session with yours truly. Check it out on the website. Also, join us for the last Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige for 2019. It's the last Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paige for 2019. So let's go out of this year praying, y'all. It's always good to pray. So join us Friday night, Faith on the Line for prayer. We're going to go out praying. Let's get together and let's pray Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too, so call in. Followed by a faith message delivered by Prophetess Paige. Right back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place. Join us for building your faith next Monday as well. To God be the glory.
Good night, everybody. We out.